Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, Mike, what's the word today?
Well, the way crop prices fluctuate, I might try to save money on my nutrition program this year. What do you think?
Well, did you end up using BlackMax 22 last year? It's been part of our nutrition program the last 5 years, and it can put between 10 and 50 bucks an acre into my pocket year after year.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. It's designed to help my soil provide nutrition better and cut down on burn from fertilizer, right?
That's LHC technology.
Okay, I think I'll give old BlackMax 22 a try.
BlackMax 22. If you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Welcome back. The U.S. Senate, as expected, easily confirmed Sonny Perdue as the 31st U.S. Secretary of Agriculture after a lengthy confirmation process.
The yeas are 87, the nays are 11. One senator responded present. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirmed former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as USDA Secretary Monday evening after weeks of White House vetting, a Senate hearing, and floor action delayed by a controversial Supreme Court nomination. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is to swear in Perdue as the 31st USDA Secretary in the morning before Perdue begins his first day of work, including a reception by USDA career staff and employees. Senate Democrats largely backed Perdue, even while criticizing President Trump for proposing a big cut to USDA's budget. Here's top ag Democrat Debbie Stabenow.
For months, rural America has not had a voice in this administration, and frankly, it shows. President Trump's budget proposal makes it clear that rural America is not a top priority for his administration. His proposal cuts USDA funding by 21%, the third largest cut of any federal agency.
Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts criticized the last administration for overregulating agriculture, but agreed with Stabenow. The industry needs an advocate now more than ever.
Our farmers and ranchers have been long waiting for this important role to be filled. And once Governor Perdue becomes Secretary Perdue, I know he will put the needs of farmers, ranchers, and others, and rural America first, and lead us in both the House and Senate to implement a productive trade policy and economic recovery in rural and small-town America.
For ag leaders anxious for a secretary to advocate for agriculture in the new administration, Perdue's confirmation to head the department was a welcome relief. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore says Perdue's next big task will likely be filling more than a dozen sub-cabinet posts.
Somebody with his experience in managing, certainly from his days as governor and certainly his days as, you know, running a business, you got to have your team in place.
And Moore says it's not just the deputy, under, and assistant secretaries that also need Senate confirmation.
But certainly the additional folks, whether it's the State Farm Service Agency or rural development directors, the various, you know, special assistants, confidential assistants throughout the department that will be serving in various roles and capacities.
Perdue takes over already facing big challenges, including 4 years of chronically low commodity prices and the urgent need for a new farm bill. You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.